beautiful ones right at my back door, back corner of the house there. Yes, it's the prettiest thing, the shell. One of the teachers got it, and I don't know what she did with it.
I think so.
It was too. She was about to shoot. Something like that.
Beautiful.
I said, you could have been a tea. I don't know what it is.
What do you call the intestines of the heart that can be eaten?
Well, I know it's foreign chicken. I don't think I like eating them. I do eat them in sausage, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuffed sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could just enjoy chicken, so I don't know.
I've never tried.
Yeah. I don't think I have either. But we were having a contest to see, well, not a contest either, but anyway, we were trying to raise money for mobsters in the town, and the niggers had a chicken supper. And she said, they sold all of them. This Maddie that I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. They sold all the chicken. And you know, they have them in Winn-Dixon about that high, about to be around $5 for that
my
much.
God.
Yes, ma'am.
I always thought it was just, you know.
Well, they sell them. I see it in Winn-Dixon, Atlanta, and Brunswick that time ago down there, Newtown.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
So they must sell them.
Yeah. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
And how about the part of the a man's body from its waist to its shoulders?
Well, I just don't know who's body.
Oh, okay. If you're doing the search between chest and breast, what could you do?
Well, I guess I'd use the chest.
Okay.
Chest takes in all of it. Uh-huh. The breast is taking this part of it.
Well, apparently, quite a few years ago, breast was used for the whole torso.
Was it?
Yeah, I didn't know that until just recently. Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that you could get into to row yourself to the other side of the lake?
A flat bottom?
Mm-hmm.
That too.
Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow tree.
Okay. And suppose a woman is wearing a pair of beads around her neck. You could say, well, that's certainly a pretty set of beads. And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other really soundly, you could say one man really sweat the other.
Beat him up.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? You could say he got down on his...
The back part of his leg?
Yeah, I think they mean this part, the thigh.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard it called his haunches or hunches?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Which one of those could be?
Haunches.
Uh-huh.
But I had forgotten it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the noise that mean a stingy person?
What is that stingy?
Okay. And what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say she's all
dressed up.
And would you use the same thing for a man?
Yeah. No dress up.
Okay. Well, how about if a person is wearing really funny looking clothes that just don't match at all? You could say, he really looks
ridiculous.
Would you ever use the word tacky or slouchy?
Yes. Then the girl that I raised, she was fixing a long dress with a ruffle on the bottom, and I said, are you fixing for a tacky party? I think the girl was going to a real dance, but it looked tacky to me.
I would see.
Honestly, I can't tell the party clothes from the night clothes now.
Oh, no. No. That's amazing.
She's got $2, you know, and the dress has to go out. I don't know whether the dress is for the bed or whether the dress is for a party. But I know it must be for a party.
Yeah.
I think it's just ridiculous for the girls and dress, and the boys too.
Oh, let's see. What words could you use to refer to an old person who gets around very well? You might say, he's very quiet for his age.
He's very